Welcome to the podcast to nowhere. I'm Trey.
I'm Ryan.
Shh, I gotta be quiet. I'm under the table.
Trey, and I was going to start this whole podcast out saying we're not going to be as crazy as we were last week, Ryan.
Wait, we're not. I got a solid last podcast was gold from Jeff.
Who's Jeff?
He spells his...
Is Jeff your imaginary friend that you made in that simulation you were talking about?
Jeff is a coworker. Hi, I didn't make the simulation.
All right, well, I appreciate Jeff.
He was saying, you know, the other, he's listened to all of them.
Oh, good.
And he said the other ones, you know, they're usually a solid B.
Yeah.
Which I would call that an A in my, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I got through
high
school
curve here.
B's.
Yeah.
And those are.
Perfect. I'll
B
take
is
a B.
B is an A junior, you know.
It's we're striving for mediocrity.
It's the
very
it's
best.
It's an A's sidekick.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, you have something on your face.
Oh, yeah. So.
There are these black streaks coming down from below Ryan's eyes.
We haven't talked about it yet, but Trey said he wanted to join a cult.
Yeah.
So I have made my own cult.
Okay.
Well, me and some coworkers. So the Office Olympics are happening at my establishment. Can I say Olympics on this?
Sure.
Olympics.
We're not benefiting from it. We're not giving away tickets or anything. Olympics.
Oh,
Olympiad.
Yeah. Olympics. Olympian.
Winter Olympics. Take that. Sued immediately.
Let's get a Spring Olympics in 4 years.
A Spring Olympics?
Yeah, let's and just so, like a gardening.
Okay.
Beekeeping.
I like it.
All
right. I like where
hoeing.
We're going. Yeah. let's do the 100-meter field plow.
You know, cattle wrangling. Fly fishing? Spring is great for fly
ooh,
fishing.
Ooh, I like that a lot. Yeah, bird watching?
Bird watching.
Olympic bird watching. Came in third, though. Only got bronze in Olympic bird watching.
No. I didn't get past the first heat.
I mean, they're just as obscure as what's going on now.
Fall could be apple picking.
Curing meats for the winter.
Who can change colors the fastest? Like the leaves changing color. I don't know.
Okay, so you have the Office Olympics, ended up with makeup on your face.
So there's 12 different teams, and we each made our own countries, and I'm with six other people, and we just...
Borneo?
No. I didn't think of Borneo, but we thought about taking the... One guy came with the idea of taking the first letter of all of our names.
Okay.
Well, two people have K, so we just made it one K.
Sure.
But we are K-R-E-W-L.
K-R-E-W-L. Cruel.
Cruel. And so then, so with that name, we took on a very, like, cultish personality.
Ah.
We were a small island that, you know, our main export is the tears of our enemies.
Right. You look like Steve Jobs circa 1990, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
With the long hair, the black turtleneck. Yeah.
And so we have our symbol as a triangle, and we wear capes with black hoods, and... We're very, like, cult-esque.
What the hell goes on at your office?
A lot of dude. We had ice hockey today.
All right. That is quite the welt. It looks like somebody put a cigar out on your elbow.
Yeah. So we're in rolly chairs, and we're rolling around 4v4 trying to score goals.
Awesome.
And just,
who won?
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine my shins. The same teams won gold for two events. The same teams won silver for two events.
Okay.
The same team won bronze for two events.
Yeah. It's
a rigged system. I'll go on record for saying it. It's rigged.
You want to try to test them?
Anyway.
See if they're positive for PEDs?
I'm making little videos along the way, too, so I have to film and compete.
But then if you get thrown out for PEDs and performance-enhancing stuff, you can just go as the Olympic athletes from Cruel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gensler Dallas. Check out the Instagram for all the Office Olympics.
Could be Oak.
Oak.
Like O-A-R.
Oh,
for the Russian, the Oak. Olympic athletes from Cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so where are you? Are you on Team Gold, Team Silver, Team Bronze?
No, we haven't won.
I thought you said... So you're just
12
terrible.
There's 12 teams. We're not terrible.
Oh, okay.
We got disqualified
middle
from cross-country skiing because...
You're
one
the
of
Lithuania
of
Office Olympics.
North Korea is a more apt description.
Okay.
You know, it's a very culty...
Gotcha. Now, do y'all have any chance or anything?
Have you seen Black Panther yet?
Of course.
Okay, so the Jabari tribe does the the like gorilla.
They just bark at the white guy that talks. Is that what y'all are gonna do?
He just bark. He gorilla.
What is a gorilla? What does a gorilla noise make? Yeah, but what is that called? Like a dog's bark.
I don't know.
Dogs don't go bark, bark, bark. It's a gorilla bark.
Hooing?
Gorilla.
Gorillas don't bark.
I don't know.
Seals bark.
Okay, well, then give me a better word for it.
Gorillas.
Scream.
Chant.
A gorilla.
Gregorian
howl?
Chant.
Ho, ho, ho.
So it's
ho. Cool, 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 okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Gotcha.
And we all have our capes in a circle, and we're all making us, and our flag is in. And we. And
do people make fun of y'all?
No, okay. See, there's gold for congeniality. For team spirit. So we're just, you know, now we're, you know, we lost two events, so now we're going for the team spirit award, and we gotta keep the
gotcha.
It's a good bit. We're doing well.
It sounds great. I want to watch this more than I want to watch curling.
Team chemistry is very high. Curling is the sudden death event. We might not have curling, but
give me a
I'll show you a video. Like the little animation? Yeah.
Yeah, cross-country skiing. Uh-huh. All right, you're on FedEx boxes sliding around a floor. Now, this is a very professionally done video. Now, who did this? What video department did this?
Oh, yeah, what production firm did we hire?
I assume that it's not you because it's done so well. How far do people have to go?
How long was it? It was probably about 50 yards.
Okay, so let
maybe.
Me
just... And it's a relay, so it's a handoff.
Oh, okay. So now they have these FedEx boxes that are like triangles that you would ship like posters in.
Posters, yeah, and or something. And they're long. They're about maybe
three and a half
feet long.
And so they just have little holes cut out right in the center of the boxes laying down.
Here's all the teams
and
if you want to see that.
Very nice. That's great. Gensler Dallas. Go ahead to, I'm assuming this is the... architecture firms page. So yeah, Gensler Dallas on Instagram. Check out some of these events. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, wait, here we're coming up.
Oh, okay.
Just so you can see what we look like. Wow, buffering, yeah. Buffering. Cut this out. Buffering. Here we come. Okay, wait. Maybe after these guys.
Okay. Yep.
Maybe. No.
Those are the Cowboys.
We had a fog machine going and everything when the teams are. Oh yeah, we're next. Here we are.
What's the average age of the person that works here?
We're next. There we are. Yeah. See all.
Yeah.
Look how mean we are.
Slytherin. Terrifying.
It varies.
It varies. It looks like a pretty young group.
Yeah. I mean, I think. Well, it's like 220 people, so it's you vary, and then who wants to get their shins beat up?
True.
So
they volunteered to be a part of these Olympic games.
I have stuff on my face.
Right. From the Olympics.
From the Olympics.
Ah.
Because I face paint. We face paint.
Perfect. All right. So back to Black Panther.
Well.
Not back to Black Panther?
Well, I feel like we should introduce ourselves first.
You were getting under the table whenever I was trying to introduce us. Do you?
I'm out from the table now, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast to Nowhere. I'm Trey.
I'm Ryan.
And we're already 10 minutes into this thing. Hey, this week, Ryan, let's not go off on some rant that a schizophrenic homeless person would ask. Hey, is that guy all right?
I have some funny conversation. Lighthearted conversation. I don't. I had something crazy happen, but we'll tease it. Something crazy happened to me. Why did I have to call the police at a gas station?
Oh my god, now I really want to know.
Yeah.
All right, well then let's dive into Black Panther real quick. You went and saw this on the double date that you were really not happy about going on.
I was happy about the double date. I like the people. I like my girlfriend.
Oh, but it's the actual going to
it's
the movie.
The hype. So I am so counterculture. If something gets hyped up, I'm just like, yeah, right. I'm just that person.
Would you
and
say
I get cynical?
Would you say you don't want to like Black Panther because you're racist?
No, I would not say that.
Yeah, that's exactly what a racist would say.
Yeah, I mean, no, a racist would say how many black people they saw that afternoon and weren't disgusted by it. They would try. I'm not.
So did you go see it like in the theaters, like on a
Friday night?
Oh,
in the theater. We went and got burgers before. You know, I was really hoping to be in one of those crowds that was just going to go nuts with the, like, clap in between two, like,
No.
I was hoping I was in an interactive crowd, but I wasn't.
I get a little annoyed when people laugh at the funny scenes. I'm a bad person to watch a movie with.
I mean, it's and for me, it was awesome action. I love that we were in Wakanda for most of the movie. Yep. I loved, like, it was just a different world.
It was very different, yeah.
You get all this black culture, and it was so awesome. And Kendrick Lamar did the soundtrack, and it was great. My only concern going into it was, okay, it's going to be a Marvel movie. They put so much money into the effects that the writing is just kind of like, eh.
Yeah. And did that hold up?
I was not, you know, it didn't bug me as much as I thought it was. There were just moments that stood out, like, it's a pretty stupid line. But other than that, I was very
happy. It's a comic booky movie, but yeah, exactly. There were a couple of, whenever they started yelling.
My dad said Wakanda is the most beautiful place in the world. Then he looks at Wakanda for the first time. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not great. I know people are like quoting it, but they're saying Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I don't like Wakanda forever. Like, it's just so cheesy.
It is. But the cheese was worth it for me at this
totally.
Point.
I loved every second of it.
Did you see, have you watched all of Black Mirror?
No, still
Dude,
three episodes
the
back.
Sister. You have to watch the last episode.
Yeah.
Because the sister, the tech girl, she's in the last episode.
Yeah.
And she's awesome in it.
Cool. I do need to get back on the Black, or, yeah,
Black
Mirror.
Can't remember
Mirror.
Her name, but she's like, she's from a country in South America, the northern part. One of those, like, three small Guyana.
Okay. Couldn't pick it out on a map, to be honest with you. Which is sad.
I was making sure that it wasn't Ghana. That it, like, there wasn't a spelling typo. I just burned my tongue on my tea. It hurts a lot.
They do have the best put down for a white guy ever. Be quiet, colonizer. Colonizer. You can call me a honky or a redneck or a cracker, and I'm like, whatever. It's whatever. I don't. That has no meaning to me. I don't care. Colonizer kind of hit me in my white guilt.
Oh man. Boy, it's.
Oh.
Let's get him some tissues.
What was the Jabari tribe one?
The just hoo-hoo every time Bilbo would talk. Wasn't it weird seeing Bilbo doing an English, an American accent?
And you got Andy Serkis being the bad guy.
Yeah.
The two white guys, they were, this is from the internet, and actually I stole this from earlier today doing a podcast about Black Panther. They were the Tolkien white guys. Like token white guys?
That's amazing.
It's a twice stolen joke though, because Andy Serkis was Gollum, who
so
by
he
the
and
way
Bilbo
is
reunite.
Awesome.
Yeah, Andy Serkis is great.
Can
but what about Michael B. Jordan? And the other thing, it was like,
don't you say one bad thing about Michael B. Jordan.
The introduction to him was kind of weird because he's like, I have this girlfriend who said, like, one line in the entire movie.
Yeah.
And then she just dies.
You're right. I forgot about her.
Like, it's like some cool, like, Bonnie and Clyde thing that you're kind of, like, getting into, and then...
What did happen to her?
Andy Serkis, like, it was like, he was holding her and pointing the gun at her head, and Michael B. Jordan was, like, pointing the gun at Andy Serkis, and then I think he shot, I don't know who shot who.
Oh boy!
But Michael Jordan is like, it's okay, baby, and then just, I think shoots and kills her.
No, he didn't.
I think
he kills her. Oh
my!
Because
I think the bullet then goes through her into him.
All right. Okay.
So,
I didn't catch all of that, but yeah, I totally forgot about her.
Oh my gosh! And then the women warriors.
Lupita Nyong'o is always awesome. And
the bald ones,
the chick from The Walking Dead. Yeah. Are you hawing in like a sexual way?
It was badass. When she got on top of that car and threw the spear.
Oh, yeah. Totally. And then you added in the little comedy relief where the other lady slides up still in the seat of the car after it got exploded.
Yeah. Still holding the steering wheel. Yeah. No, I thought it was great. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm like this like African mythology is really cool. And I found myself like looking up Black Panther comics and just like trying to get more and more of it.
Right.
Which I haven't done for any other Marvel movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I don't care about Thor.
I love the addition of Black Panther, but
Ironman don't care about.
I knew a bunch about a lot of the Marvel people, but Black Panther I was just introduced to in Civil War and started looking up stuff. So I guess
I missed that connection. I didn't, because I was hoping for more of an introduction to, like, more of a childhood of Black Panther.
Right.
Whatevs. It was cool. It was action packed.
On Netflix, there's a new show coming out called The Push. It is
about, like,
go ahead, take a guess. Just take a guess.
It's either about, like, defecating into a bathroom toilet.
Or
giving birth.
I thought the second one, whenever I first saw the headline for this show, they just put out the trailer, and it's called The Push because it's 70 actors. It's a reality show based. 70 actors are trying to convince one guy to push a man off the top of a building and murder him.
That's amazing.
They're all actors except for one guy that they are trying to convince that he needs to be the one to push this guy off the roof. It is so sadistic.
And the guy's an actor. The roof guy's an actor.
The roof guy's an actor too. I assume he's got a harness on or something for if he gets pushed off.
Wait, how do they get there? It's just like all of a sudden you're on a roof with 70 other people saying,
No,
Doug. Come on, Doug. What are you doing? Doug, don't be a... Come on, Doug.
I think that ends up being how it ends, but...
Oh, Doug.
The way
I'll
it
let
starts...
You hold me if you push him.
In just... I'm sure there's some sort of manipulation. They're going to use every tactic they can to get this guy to break. But it starts off, like, an auction. Like, they're at an auction, and some, like, rich guy outbids everybody else for, like, everything or something. And when he starts to have a heart attack, it's a weird trailer. They don't give me much. But then, like, that same guy, or there's a guy that kind of looks like him, is up, like, sitting on the ledge of a roof, and everybody's like, oh, well, give him his heart pills or something. It's really weird in the trailer, but I'm definitely going to watch, and it has given me ideas to pitch Netflix shows. If this is going to take off, I've got some really messed up ideas.
You probably get like, a YouTube Red show or something. I mean,
I think
they're pretty
loose and fast with the rule. Yeah. Well... The thing is they got to go through some sort of ethics board to be able to do some psychological trauma on this guy.
Are you sure they're not all actors? And Netflix is getting into, like, reality television now?
That's the format that they say it is. I don't know if it's staged 100%. It has to be staged, or it can't be ethically possible. The guy's going to have such psychological trauma from people... telling him to murder this guy, to push him off a roof.
Yeah, it's not pull the trigger. It's, hey, push him off the roof.
Or
look
slip
over the
something
roof
into his drink. You have to push him off of a 10-story building. That's going to mess the man up for life. And if you do these psychological experiments on people,
what if he fights back?
Yeah. When you do these psychological experiments on people, you have to go through, like, an ethics committee, like, at a university and stuff. So
you think this is Stanford approved?
I don't. How could it be? There have been several, like,
well, and you
messed
have to think
up
about,
psychological,
like,
experiments.
The psychological toll on the viewer.
Yeah. Although, like, we all know it's fake.
Yeah.
To start out with.
Fake.
But they had some, I think it was UC Berkeley back in the day, they had students pretend to be inmates and students pretend to be guards, and then the guards just went wild, and so eventually they had to stop.
Well, like, they switched them.
They switched them, and then so,
yeah,
like,
and then they had to stop. Yeah.
Retaliation was horrible, and so they were like, one of the students was like, listen, I can't be a part of this anymore. We got to shut this thing down. They finally did, but, like, people are still, like, messed up by that. And then they had this one where you are sitting in your own little room listening to these people answer questions that are strapped to this machine.
Yeah.
That this is all fake, but they're answering questions. If they get the question wrong, you have to give them a shock, and every time they get it wrong, you have to up the voltage.
Yeah. And so they think they're just, like,
torturing
somebody.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that guy's still, like, there's a guy that's, like, crying during that experiment. I can't imagine what that rest of his life was like. So I'm not sure that this is real, but I do want to pitch a couple of Netflix shows to you. You want to see if anybody will bite on these? How about Eat It or Beat It? We bring out a cute little puppy, and the person has to decide if they're going to eat it or beat it on television. They don't actually have to do it. They have to just think that they're going to, and then make the decision. How about
eat it or beat it or beat it?
What's the third beat it or the second beat it?
You know.
Gotcha. You have to pleasure yourself.
No, the dog.
Oh. For some reason, that's...
Or yourself.
Don't you think everybody chooses that one? Everyone chooses that one.
Yeah, but in front of like a live audience, I assume
over killing it and eating it or beating it? Yeah.
Or whipping it out and...
Yeah. All right. So there's one to mull over for Netflix. How about This Land Is My Land?
Where it's we like take King of the Hill.
We take a Native American tribe, and we tell them that we have a court order to get these rich guys out of the Hamptons. They've got acres and acres of land in the Hamptons. We take the tribe to their house, show them that court order, show the rich people the court order. You've got 45 minutes to get out, and we film the whole thing while the Native Americans move in. This land is my land. There's already a theme song for it.
That's genius. I mean, the Native American thing might be a little touchy, but...
Why? I mean, they would be in on it.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but...
Okay, and then I've got one more. Cash for Kids. So we take three contestants, give them each a white windowless van, and whoever can kidnap the most kids in an allotted time wins the most cash.
But yeah, oh yeah, that'd be great. So you'd have to see if someone could actually do it.
Yeah.
So you could be driving around like a community or neighborhood. It could be like sectioned off to where then you have a bunch of actors with children walking around.
No.
Yeah.
You're taking away my reality element.
There's nothing real about reality television.
Okay. And so nothing. Now these actors, so you're trying to, so give me more about these actors. I'd like to see where you're going.
It's just like families, a single parent, they're, you know, the kids age ranges, you know, they're just like walking around an area. Like each van has a specific area that they have to patrol within a certain amount of time, and you have to.
Okay. Gotcha. You gotta.
That's dangerous. Someone's gonna run a kid over. Someone's gonna run a human over. Some kid's gonna try to jump out of the van.
Right.
Some kid's gonna have a knife on him and then stab the driver.
Could go any way. You know, it's reality television. That's what makes it captivating.
I've been trying to come up with a name for a thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of similar to the Dutch oven. You know what the Dutch oven is?
Describe it for me.
So you are in bed.
Yep. I'm here. Cozy. Nice and toasty.
And yeah, it is toasty.
Yeah.
Which it kind of adds. And then, you know, your partner is getting ready.
Kara, she's beautiful.
In the other room.
Oh, I'm in bed.
Yeah, and you're in bed. And you're laying here. Bedtime. You know, being bedtime's lazy. Coming. You know, she's about to get in bed.
Watching my beautiful girlfriend getting ready for bed.
And, you know, maybe you've been preparing for this moment, or maybe you haven't. Maybe it just happens, and you had a lot of enchiladas. Maybe you ate a burrito or something that
Mexican
night.
Mexican for dinner.
Sauce.
Sure.
Or, you know, maybe anything spicy or anything. Yep. Maybe a bunch of chili.
Indian food.
Just chili.
Yeah.
Just chili? Lots of chili.
Okay.
You had about a gallon of chili.
Let's make a turkey chili so it's healthier.
You know, you feel the rumblings in your stomach.
Mm.
The lava action happening. But it's erupting south.
Okay.
South of the hips.
Yeah.
There's a couple holes that way, but there's one in particular that can get kind of raucous and rank.
Yeah, sure.
And a nice big bag of gaseous enchilada comes out.
Ugh. Okay.
And 3 seconds later, and like you're trying not to smile at this point, but it's just marinating underneath the
stop.
Covers.
Oh, stop.
It is just underneath the cover. It's like seeping in. It's just waiting. It's just a pocket.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need pocket. I don't. This is terrible.
And then she opens the covers, and then, like, you know when you, like, open the covers and push them down, all the air comes rushing uh-huh. out, and she gets a big whiff.
Okay. Yeah.
Of a greasy,
just
airy
get to
enchilada.
The point. Okay, so we need a name for something along these same lines.
When going to work, you know, if someone's not holding the door open for me, I'll take the round door.
Yeah, yeah.
The sphere door, the revolving door.
Revolving door, yes.
Yeah. The revolving door. Just because, I mean, a revolving door is great. I don't have to deal with anybody
sure.
behind me. I don't have to hold the door open. That's probably why, like, New Yorkers are so don't hold the door open for anybody, is because they go in revolving doors all the time.
Right.
It's not that they're rude. It's just that they don't have any experience. Anyway, so I have just, like, woken up one morning and, you know, had a little gassy belly. And, you know, it lasts a while. You know, I commute to work. I'm like, oh, I'm just leaking out air. Anyway, I've gotten to a revolving door once, got in it, just ripped one.
And sealed it back off.
And then pushed it back in the circle. So I've tried thinking of names. I'd like Satan's merry-go-round.
I don't think we need to look much further.
Yeah, maybe we don't have to look any further.
That's pretty good.
Like the putrid pinwheel,
I don't feel like any of these are going to top what you led with.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there it is, folks. Satan's merry-go-round.
It's not, yeah, that's so great. Why would we try to change it?
So any listener out there that wants to try Satan's merry-go-round this week, let us know how it goes.
Hey, let Ryan know. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
Oh. So I think we need to get into the meat of the sandwich right now.
Okay.
Tell me why you had to call the cops at a gas station.
So Friday night, just had a great experience with Black Panther. Feeling pumped, feeling energized, listening to the soundtrack, driving home, dropped the girlfriend off, driving home, got to get some gas, go to a gas station, I'm just filling up, whatever. It's one of those gas stations that has, like, the building in the middle and then two rows of pumps on each side.
Okay, yep.
I'm on one side on, like, the inner row of the outer pumps.
The premium pump.
Yeah. So
what are you doing, 87, 89, 91 octane?
Oh, 87.
87? Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's a Jetta. Come
cool.
on. So I pulled the thing out. I'm done pumping. A little tired. You know, it's late. You know, we had to get a late showing because we got tickets a little late. But
yep.
Took a sip of my tea. And then I hear from the, like, diagonally, but on the other side of the, like, down one and on the other side of the pumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm blocked by pumps. My vision is blocked by pumps. Just like I hear a scream that sounds like someone's heart is getting ripped out. Like
male, female?
Female scream.
Okay.
Like someone is, they don't even have a knife. Like, their fingers are knives, and they're just, like, slowly sinking it into a woman to for her heart, just to eat her heart. And she's, like, screaming. And I look, and I turn, and I can't see anything. But she's screaming, help, help, call 911, call 911, and my phone's not on me. And so, like, go back into my car, grab, like, I close the door first, and just, like, because it's kind of like a shocking thing
yeah,
to, like,
yeah.
hear
screams and call 911.
Yeah, like a
yeah.
And I'm looking over and trying to, like, I don't know if someone has, like, a gun or something. Like, it's this type of thing. Like,
yeah.
Someone just pulled a gun out. And, like, I need to know if, not only do I need to call 911, do I need to, like, get out of here or something?
Right.
Do I need to...
Is the gas pump still in the car?
No. Okay. So as I was taking it out and putting it on the thing, that's when the screaming started. So I get in my car, and I'm, like, looking around first, and she keeps screaming and screaming and screaming. And then, help, help, help. And so I get on the phone, and I'm calling the police, and I'm like, hey. You know, and, like, my adrenaline's going it, so I'm, like, kind of, like, nervous breath and, like, hey, I'm at a gas station, and, you know, like, trying to remember, like, what road I just turned on and things like that and trying to describe. And like, the whole time I'm hearing a man saying, I'm going to beat the S out of you. I'm going to beat
the S. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And, like, hearing door pounds on the door.
No.
On the car. Yeah, dude, just.
And you still haven't seen anything, really.
And I still haven't seen. Like, I keep looking over, and I see the woman kind of, like, backing up towards the trunk of the car and screaming. And it's she's got, like, really blonde hair. They were a white couple, and he's a big guy too. And I saw him.
Right.
And so I'm on the police. I'm describing the situation, and you know, first they're trying to, like, locate the frickin' gas station, and so I'm trying to say, like, it's across from an In-N-Out. It's at 635 in Midway. Just go to, like, there it is.
Wait, that's right next to my house.
Yeah. Wow. So did you hear anyone screaming Friday night?
No, I didn't.
And so now I'm kind of, I'm still a little nervous about what's going to happen.
Sure.
Like, I know it's this kind of weird, mindsets conflicting of, I just came out of Black Panther.
Oh,
and anytime
yeah.
you come out of, like, a superhero movie,
you are jacked up.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And you're like, man, I just wish I was a superhero so badly. I would fight all the time. I would.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking about it. And, like, if I get out of my car and go confront the situation, like, I don't know if this guy's hit her or anything yet. I don't know what's happened. I'm just, like, relaying it all to the cops. And I see another guy on his phone
also
further
doing
down.
The same thing.
Yeah. No one, and some people in the gas station, like, looking outside or, like, inside the gas station. So it's still yelling and yelling. Finally, I get my car and drive down, and just so I can look down the aisle at these people. And she's, like, getting luggage out of the car. And I'm thinking, 10 minutes have passed at this point, and there's still, and two people are on the phone with the police. And no one showed up yet.
Right.
Oof. You know, describing the car and, you know, all the, like, thinking, like, am I, like, am I being a bitch in this situation?
Yeah. But I probably, I don't know what
but
I would have done.
But what am I going to do? Get out of my car, go over and say, hey,
my goal.
What's
in
going
life,
on?
I am quick with a joke, so I'll come over. And I would try to defuse the situation and probably get my nose broken. So I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. I probably would just go and try to talk to them, though. Which I don't know which is the better choice. Not being a bitch, but it's just being... I don't know. And I wasn't in the situation. It's a lot easier to say I'd do something just sitting over here in my, on my chair.
They are screeches. Like, someone is slowly getting an arm peeled off of their body. Like, their skin is being banana peeled. Kind of scream.
Oh, my God.
Like,
was he doing anything to her?
Like, he would, like, once, I never saw him actually hit her, but I saw, like, the like, juke and, like, the pump fakes, like, going at her.
What?
And she would, like, curl down and, like, to a ball and cry. And
you gotta try to help a little bit. That's my first thought. Is I got
doing what
try.
She asked. I was calling the police.
True, true.
It was 15 minutes had passed and there were no police.
Oof.
And at this point, and they're, like, pulling luggage out of the car and putting luggage back in the car, and it looked like a living out of a car situation. It looked like a. After I saw their faces a couple times, it looked like it could be. There might have been a harder drug involved in
okay.
this situation. And then I'm thinking,
I may have overstepped and said you were being, like, I probably,
like, if they're out of their minds,
right? You can't do anything about crazy.
Maybe he isn't hitting her. Maybe he hasn't hit her at all. But he might be completely fine with beating the crap out of some
random guy,
skinny white guy that says, "Well, hey there, do you mind? You want to keep it down, or is everything okay?" And
it's rough.
15 minutes go by. I felt like 20 minutes went by.
Right.
And then finally I get him off the. I describe everything to the police. He gets out of the car, starts walking. Car drives off. And that was
it. So nothing happened.
And he's just hanging out in the parking lot, and I'm like, and then he starts walking down the highway, walking down the frontage road.
Sure.
And so I had to drive down that frontage
road to the regional
road
highway,
and just to call the cops again and say, "Hey, he's walking down the frontage road."
Yeah.
Do a loop. See if any cops showed up at the gas station. Never.
Oh boy, well, that's good to know that he's hanging out by me.
Yeah. So now
as I'm only worried about myself in this situation.
So I don't know if maybe the police didn't take it seriously, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they've seen
at least.
There were more than one witness. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, everyone just kind of like looks at each other of the witnesses and are like, and people are coming up and getting gas at this point too. Like,
yeah, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird, scary.
So what? So yeah, then I'm just left with the question of like, what is a situation where I would enter, like. Or not only should, but like would actually get in between, or to like help defuse, or because with these screams, it felt like this guy is just gonna pull a gun out at any minute,
right?
Like there was an argument, someone's gonna pull out a gun.
No, he sold that gun for meth already.
Maybe they're dealing in the. You know, you always gotta.
If he was dealing, the cops would have dealt with something.
Because from what it looked like in them opening up the trunk and closing it, it looked like it was just like a living in your car situation.
Right. Ooh,
they had all their
rough
belongings with them. And I've been around, I've stood in the line for an iPhone before to get an iPhone the day it came out.
Yeah.
It's crazy the amount of people you find there. You find people that are buying as many iPhones as they can to go and sell them. I was standing next to two people who flew in from Greece.
Okay.
Just to get in on this iPhone game of buying an iPhone and then selling it for more. And you can make money doing that.
Interesting.
So there
what
these,
currency do they use in Greece?
The Zeus coin.
Okay. I like it. It's good enough for me.
I don't think they... I don't know. I don't know. Greco?
How about, do they use the Medusa dollar?
Come on, Trey. Use your Medusa oblongata a little bit harder here.
Achilles, no. Achilles. we'll do dollars, Hades.
Odolorous.
Okay. Yeah. The O-Rubles, like Orion.
What is it? No, they gotta be in. They gotta be Euro system. They're a totally Euro country.
Well, that takes a little fun out of my game.
Because that's why Germany's bailing them out.
Ah, right.
But they had to have currency before the Euro.
Could have been the
drachma.
Drachma?
The Greek drachma. Drachma?
Drachma. Okay. Gotcha. And that'll be 20 drachma.
But like, when do you intervene
doesn't
in a
right
situation?
Ring.
Oh, yeah. Because I was in line. And there's like, I saw the life and death of these two meth heads. Like it was clear.
They were Greek meth addicts?
No. These were just like people looked like meth addicts. Like they were living meth
yeah.
used to meth use.
Yeah, sure.
And I saw them like making out, holding each other,
and no tooth down make out.
And like spooning on the ground, like intimate stuff, to near the end of the line, just like tearing into each other.
Yeah.
To just like, this woman would just get in this guy's face and just be like, rah, 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 2 inches away from him, just screaming. And finally, she just dropped her backpack and left. And this guy is just like, looks so sad and defeated. So, very intense things can happen when you're on drugs.
Right.
Very intense conversations can happen. I don't know if it was that situation. I definitely don't want to get in the middle of a...
How about if he was yelling like that at a child? Would you have done anything? Because if it's two
man,
dudes...
back to like, I was a bitch.
If it was two dudes, I definitely wouldn't be involved. I might have not even called the cops. Settle yourselves. But I didn't really know what to do this one time we went to get sushi. And we were going in. It was a dark parking lot. None of the lights were on. And so...
Was it open?
Yeah, yeah. The sushi light... I'm sorry. None of the lights were on in the parking lot. The sushi place is open. And so as we're walking in, this, I assume he's homeless man, comes walking up to me. He's like, what's wrong with you? You can place the F words where you will. What's wrong with you? What? What you gonna do? You scared? You going inside? I'll stab you. I'll stab you. I'll stab you and then I'll... Your bitch. I was like... And so we're 20 feet
from
the
just
door.
Like walking as fast as you can, going straight
yeah,
at the door.
20 feet from the door. He's about 60 feet from the door, in closing, from the left. And we're making it to the door. And as we're opening the door, he's like, oh, you're... And I was like... I know at this point in time, this is when I'm supposed to stand up for my woman. Nobody's going to call her and say that they're going to violate her. So I closed the door, and we sat down in a booth and ordered sushi. Like, I was...
Did you talk about it at all?
Yeah, of course we did.
What did she say? Or were you like, honey, I won't let him do that.
I did my best to...
Was she like, eh, I've heard it before.
Seemed cool.
Or was...
She didn't say... She was shook. And I was trying my best to not be shook. Anyway, so we could see. We sat by the window in the nice corner booth next to the window where we can see the guy screaming through the window at us.
Is he like right there up against the window screaming at you? Or is he still...
He was still about 15 feet from the window. But still, we could see him and slightly hear him. And then... Kara's facing, like, she can see my car through the window, and she goes, Trey, your lights are on. I left my lights on in the car. And so now what do I do as a big, strong man? I said, I have AAA. We'll just wait for this guy to go, and if I need a jump, we can get a jump.
Yeah, it's... and. Making eye contact or turning around and addressing the person, I think, makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because me and some buddies were coming out of a Wingstop once. We had just picked up wings. College football was on.
Right.
And we're leaving, and this guy's walking by with two girls, and he, like, puts one in a chokehold.
God.
Like,
you've seen some stuff.
And so we all look, and it didn't... It doesn't... It, at that point... Looking at it, it didn't seem like as aggressive. Like, I mean, it was aggressive to like catch our eye, but just
yeah.
like wrapping your arm around.
Could be a playful hug.
And you know, it's still enough to grab our attention. And he loses it at us. It's like, what are you looking at? What do you want? Like, and again, insert every expletive
of course.
You can. The car's right there, so we just all turn around and go get in the car. And he comes up and is just, like, banging on the hood and is just yelling
oh my
at
God.
Us.
God.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm with two other guys, and it's just, like,
yeah,
what am I? And this guy is
like eyes are red and he's very angry and veins are popping out of his neck. And it's just like, I
now as a grown up, we should just go, you did the smart thing. You did the responsible thing and you just go, you know, it's not worth dealing with. It's not worth dealing with it. But inside, I know how bad I want to be able to do something. And so I feel for you. I know exactly what you're talking about. Ugh. And but you just feel like, bad about yourself, even though that's the guy. That guy is probably like, yeah, I'm awesome. And you're the one feeling bad about yourself, but you did the responsible thing, and you are the one feeling like crap.
None of my body parts are aching or lacerated or bruised or broken.
Right. You still have your anal virginity.
I might have lost that before the fight, but
well,
if you have any advice, I certainly would feel like I don't know what my girlfriend would have done if she was in the car too.
Oh, y'all were driving separately?
Well, I had dropped her off.
Oh, okay.
Because I needed to pack, and I just pick her up, so we go to Austin the next morning. And
right.
And so it was. I don't know if she would have been like. I bet she would have said eventually, Ryan, you need to get out there. And
I don't know, man. I don't think so. Like, it's not all on
you. I should have asked the officer.
Oh, they'll tell you. They'll tell you don't get involved.
Yeah.
It's strictly a male pride thing, I think.
And he's going to swing at me or come at me, and I'm
almost
going to turn around, and then there's going to be camera footage of me in a gas station.
Just getting your ass beat.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's be honest here. You've got the defense skills of a prenatal infant.
I'm like a newborn gazelle that has mm-hmm. just come out. Yeah. I still got the placenta on me.
Right. Yeah.
My mom has not eaten that off yet.
Right.
And I'm learning to walk like seconds before. And now I have like a lioness right there waiting for me to do something. Just like.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you might be shielded right now and in the middle of everyone else, but I see your ass. I'm going to eat it. And that is when I lost.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you have any advice, if you have like a life coach, or if you know like the guy mm-hmm. from Napoleon Dynamite who teaches Kung Fu.
Sure. Let's think we should take martial arts. Let's start learning to defend ourselves. Let's take a class at the Y.
Even punching. Like, I know how to punch. I know, like, you turn your fist, you throw your... Use your legs. You got to put your legs in
right.
it. But I don't even know. I can't remember last time someone swung a fist at me, and I had to dodge it.
You want to play now? You want to do this
no,
game right now?
No, good.
Okay.
I'm good without knuckles.
Right.
Bashing
anything to avoid
my face.
That. Nobody wants to be hit in the face. Even UFC fighters.
And I get adrenaline rushes sometimes. I'm like, I've picked fights at bars before just because it's fun to get under someone's skin.
Oh, yeah.
It is fun and to, like, take advantage of someone being that could be a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Because of how much they've had to drink.
And the two of us just like to mess with people. Like, using our words to, like, confuse people or frustrate them. It's the most fun thing in the world. And then we have no way to back it up. No. I don't know what makes me do it. My brain just says, yeah, go ahead and say those things with no backup plan. Except for that I have health insurance and can be taken to a hospital.
I've met my deductible. You're not doing anything to me. This hospital visit is free.
This is the podcast to nowhere. Make sure to follow us. You can follow me on the Tradio on Instagram and Twitter. What about you, Ryan?
I am I Love Conway, all one word. Wait. I Love Conway, one word, at Instagram. No, it looks like the rain is letting up a little bit. We should.
Perfect. Get out of here while we can.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Go home, Ryan.
I backed into a parking spot, by the way.
Oh, my God, no.